Welcome to the Intuitive Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Deanna Riddick. I'm an author, teacher, and eternal seeker of truth. I am on a mission to spread metaphysical knowledge to everyone in an effort to help them awaken to universal truth. If you want to learn about spirituality, the occult, and all things related to metaphysics, you are in the right place. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Intuitive Awakening. Thank you for joining me for this week's episode. Thank you also for your patience as I have waited a few weeks before doing the last suit of the Minor Arcana. This week, we are going to be tackling the Wands. As I said, this is the very last suit. We've covered the Major Arcana. We've covered the other three suits of the minor keys of the Tarot. For your reference, again, I'm using the Rider-Waite deck. And let's go ahead and move into the Wands. So the Wands are associated with the element of fire. As I've told you before, the other three suits are associated with other elements as well. But this one is the fire element. And as you know, fire is very wild. It is unpredictable. This energy is very energetic. It is creative. I would say a primal energy associated with the Wands. The other types of energy associated with the Wands are ambition and expansion, which we really see throughout this entire suit. We also have creativity, a lot of strength. And if you actually pull the entire suit or put the entire suit in front of you, you will see a lot of oranges, a lot of yellows associated with the solar plexus, associated with the sacral chakra as well. So there's a point of like personal power, inner strength, confidence, self-assurance, as we'll kind of see that that energy is necessary to bring about the things that you want to bring about in this world, right? There's a level of strength and ambition, but also creativity. And just thinking about fire itself, again, fire is a primal creative energy. Again, it can also be a destructive energy. It can be devastating, like a big fire across the land, etc. Now, the meanings of the Wands tarot cards, they deal with the core of your being. They also deal with your ego, which is, you know, again, kind of necessary for you if you're an ambitious person to create. It deals with a lot of personal energy, both the internal and the external. Now, the negative parts or the aspects of the suit of wands, yes, there's egotistical behavior. There's a lot of impulsiveness and a lot of, what's the other word I was thinking? Well, I guess let's just stick with impulsiveness for now. But as we see, as we progress through the cards, with the court cards in particular, with associated with the wands, you have the astrological signs of a fire, which are Leo, Sagittarius, and Aries. Very exciting, can be very exciting, fun people at the very start. These people are usually energetic, charismatic, very spiritual, or sometimes spiritual, but very warm and fun and exciting. So let's go ahead and kick this off with the Ace of Wands. So in this card, we do see a hand coming from the clouds or from above, which is holding a wand that has many leaves, and some of them are falling off. Below, there is a castle in the distance, there's a river, some fertile land. And if you remember from all of the other suits, this is also an ace, so this card is about something new being introduced in the realm, specifically here to creation and work. So in this case, there may be a new project, a new business, new job, just some sort of creative work, maybe an entrepreneurial idea to start your own business. So again, this is something new. And as I said with the other three aces, I look at them as a thumbs up. And I know it's a very overly simplistic way of looking at it, but it also, you're not going to forget it. It's a good omen. It's a good sign, like the universe is saying, yes, go ahead and start in this direction. This is the right time. And that idea, that job, that business, that creative venture is a good one. So again, good time to start the new business. There is definitely going to be an opportunity for growth and advancement. So if somebody's asking about that related to their career, this is again a thumbs up for that. This card is also about manifesting your goals. If you have a goal in mind and you're asking about it and you pull this in the upright position, then the universe is saying, yeah, go ahead and get started. The other cool thing about this card is if you look at it, it's almost as if the wand is like a magic wand that you can use to create what you desire. And again, with all the leaves, that's a symbol of abundance. So again, you know, this is a thumbs up. This is definitely a green light from the universe. Now, in the reverse position, again, simplistic, but thumbs down. If you're considering a new job, a new career path, if there's an opportunity that comes your way, then it's not the way to go at the moment. Perhaps don't take that job. Be more mindful and do more research in the background to see what the intentions and the ethics are of that company. If you're thinking about switching career paths at this moment, it might not be the right time at this moment, right? It may not be the right time to manifest your goals. So for me, this is more of a timing issue. It's more of the universe saying, take a few steps back and wait for more information to come through. Maybe you need some more resources. Maybe the universe wants you to wait for the right people to be available to help you in whatever it is you're trying to create, right? All right, Two of Wands. Now, don't forget what I said about the twos. They are usually about having to balance things, but also they are points of decision. You have to make a decision, and that is essentially what the meaning is, essentially, of this card. But let's go ahead and get to what's in the card. In this card, you see a man that's wearing a red cloak and a hat, and he's holding a globe and the wand. He's standing outside of his castle, and he's looking at all the water below. And there is a wand, you know, on each side of him, but one of them is fixed to the castle wall. The land around him is green, it's fertile. There's some rocks too. Again, twos are about balance and decision making. In this case, it's about making a decision. Do you stick with what you know, or do you venture out into something new? That is the quintessential question of this card, always sticking with what you know, or are you brave enough to move into new territory? Now look at one of the wands and see how it's fixed to the castle. This indicates sticking with the familiar, but then you have the globe. You have the whole world literally in your hands. It is yours to explore and venture out to something new. The new and the unknown may be very challenging, but there's potential there as indicated by the fertile ground. So this card is also about opportunity. But are you brave enough to take it? Are you courageous enough to move into the unknown? Or do you really prefer to just stick with what you know, right? In the reverse position, are you too afraid of moving into an unknown path? It's as if you have a goal and you want to do it, but this card is really requiring you to confront your fears, right? And instead of being immersed in that fear, the universe is pretty much saying, make a plan first so that you're not so afraid of moving into the so-called unknown territory. If that fear overcomes you, then this card in the reverse position is saying, okay, you probably just want to stick with the familiar path, which again, that's not a bad thing, but think about how beautiful things emerge sometimes from taking a risk. Let's move on to the Three of Wands. So in this card, we see a man in a red and green robe standing on the edge of a cliff. He's overlooking a body of water, and it's pretty turbulent. We see the ships also in that water as well. There are three wands in the ground, and the man is holding on to one of them. Now in the Two of Wands, the person was deciding to stick with what he or she knows or to take a chance on a new opportunity. And the Three of Wands, we are seeing some success with taking that new opportunity and some expansion. Things are steadily progressing for now, but there will be more of an opportunity to expand the business in some way, and that might include travel or learning more or even working internationally across international waters here. Now keep in mind, because the seas are quite turbulent, there will be some challenges and some obstacles, as there always are, especially when you're becoming an entrepreneur or trying to expand your business or manifesting. But this is a good card for startups and for entrepreneurs. This, you know, card doesn't indicate complete success yet, but there will be some success with the help of other people, right? The way my teacher taught me this many years ago was like, oh, look, your ships are coming in. So it's good news. That's the way I've always, I've attached that phrase to this card. In reverse position, there might be delays to your growth and to your expansion. There might be some setbacks and some disappointments with the business. There could also be some significant competition with other businesses as well. It's really important here that you have the cooperation from other people at your job to make your business successful. This card could also indicate that perhaps you missed an important opportunity as well. Okay, Four of Wands in the upright position. So in this card, we do see two women who are waving bouquets of flowers in the air. Behind them is a home or castle, and there are four wands connected by a garland, which is considered to be the wedding art. This card for me, when if I could attach a word to this or a phrase to this card, is all about domestic harmony, familial bliss, there's prosperity. It could also indicate that a relationship may end with marriage, as it kind of looks, if you look at this card, that's kind of the theme as well. But there's domestic bliss, there's domestic harmony. If you can remember anything associated with the Four of Wands, domestic bliss. Remember, the fours are about stability as well. So there could be domestic stability. Either way, it's all celebratory. It's great news for anything. And if you think about coming off of the Three of Wands in the upright position, it's almost like a time of celebrating everything that you've accomplished now, right? In the reverse position, there are unfortunately problems in the sphere of domesticity. There's problems at home. There may even be tension amongst family members here as well. And you know, there might be a problem with someone's marriage in the reversed position. So keep that in mind. There's some instability within the household. Okay, Five of Wands. So in this card, we see five men using their wands as, we could say they're using them as weapons, and they're fighting against each other. This card is all about competition. So if there's one word that you can associate with the Five of Wands, competition. Whenever I see this card, that's the first thing that I think of. So instead of working together, they're all competing for something. This could be a promotion or really anything. And don't forget that the wands are related to work, career, business, startups. So whenever you get a wands card, usually, not always, but usually it will be associated with that. So when you see this come up and you're thinking, oh, it's the competition card, there's going to be some competition for something that I'm aiming for at work. It could be the competitors could be people that you know, those that are already on top, those that you don't know. But it's really competition for anything. Now, in this case, when you pull this card, you're being asked to be mindful of those who surround you at work, or maybe somebody who's also on your team. There's not really a lot of collaboration here. People are also probably clashing with each other. There's a lot of infighting that's associated with this card. In the reverse position, there's good news here. Whatever it is that you're trying to do, whether it is move to another department, another team, get a promotion, there's not really going to be competition for you. So again, even if you're seeking a new job, or if you're competing against others, you're going to be victorious. So this is great to get in the reversed position. If you think about it, about the action that's happening in the card, right? If you reverse it and just look at it, everybody, you know, wands fall out of their hands. So there's no competition there. All right, let's move to the Six of Wands. In this card, there is a man who's riding a horse, wearing a wreath on his head and holding a wand, also with a laurel wreath. He is riding through a crowd of supporters. And if you look at the horse and his face, his horse is kind of giving him the side eye as he rides through the crowd. This is a great card to get. As you look at the action in the card, it's very celebratory. It's all about success. It's all about victory and whatever it is that you're trying to do. Either a project, a job, etc. You're going to reach success and be successful, be victorious. And because he's writing through a large crowd of supporters, there's going to be public recognition for a job well done and for all of your success. Everyone's eyes will be on you. So there's a lot of achievement associated with this card. And you're really being told by the universe, hey, be proud of yourself for what you have achieved. But just looking at the horse's face, he's like, yes, be proud, but don't be too proud. You know, don't become too arrogant. Don't let this all go to your head. All right, in the reverse position, I personally read this card as not having yet reached the success and not having yet been victorious. You're probably encountering some sort of obstacles or setbacks to your success. However, your success is not that far off, but it's not the current experience that you're having. There's definitely a potential for success here, but you still have some work to do. Now, there's a whole other meaning to this card, which also comes up for me. And in the reverse position, I call it the fall from grace. The fall from grace card. It's like you were successful. You did accomplish and achieve a lot, but something happened and boom, you're on your ass. And there was a fall from grace publicly. Uncomfortable. Okay. It's like your pride took a hit. All right, let's move to the Seven of Wands. So in this card, we see a man standing at the top of a hill in a defensive position, and he's holding a wand. He's really trying to protect himself from everyone that's below, and those are six other wands, and in reflective of the six people. If you look at him, he's wearing two different shoes as well. You know, we're coming off of the Six of Wands, where this person was very successful, and they were very victorious. And now this person, literally, if you see this card, he's on the top, right? He's at the top. Everybody's below him. So he's on top still, victorious, but he's having to defend his success, defend what's his. Meaning that, yeah, you've made it, but now others want to pull you from your throne, or at least pull you from the mountaintop, right? Haters are going to hate. That's kind of the phrase that you kind of want to use with this card. You need to be very mindful of who you surround yourself with at this time. There's definitely going to be wolves in sheep's clothing who want to ruin you, who want to bring you down, and you'll have to be very aware and protect what is yours. This is also not just the haters gonna hate, but it's also the stand your ground card, literally, which is what he's doing, protecting what's his. Okay, in the reversed position, after having, you know, to stand your ground, you actually might just want to give up and walk away. It's kind of not worth it to you. You've made it, yeah, but everybody that's hating on you, being very underhanded, really trying to pull you down, you might want to just walk away from it. But this message is like, from this position, the card is saying, hey, you need to stand firm and try to maintain your strong boundaries with your adversaries. Don't give in, but keep your eyes open. Don't give up. Even though you're very tempted now to, you know, pretty much quit and walk away from everything that you've done, don't. Stand firm. Okay, all my notes. Let's move to the next ones. 1 second, everybody. It's a lot of writing. For the Eight of Wands. Okay, so in this card, we see eight wands that are shooting down the sky pretty quickly. The skies, they're pretty clear in the background and the ground is fertile. Before I move on to the meaning, that's something that you should be aware of as you move through the entire deck. What does the sky look like in the background? Because that can say a lot about the meaning of the card. Is there a thunderstorm? If so, not good news. Is it bright and sunny? Yes, great news. The same thing with the ground. If the ground is fertile, that means opportunity for you, success, potential, possibility. If it's all rocky and or it's all mountains, you have obstacles to climb. There will be some unexpected setbacks and challenges. So be mindful of looking at the card and look at those little symbols in the card. Now, this card for me is all about fast change. Something in your life is about to change, but it's for the better if it's in the upright position. If you are offered a job opportunity, or if you're trying to manifest your dreams, then if you're trying to achieve your goals, then it's going to happen and fast. There is momentum now, and everything is going to align for you. But be prepared for some sort of changes that may be coming up that will help you in the long run. This is also known as the action card. If you've aimed for something, then it's like hitting the bullseye, hitting the target, and hitting it pretty fast. You'll get it. This is also known as the travel card. You might be going on a trip, taking a flight somewhere, but for me, whenever I pull this card, it is always that something is going to change, and it's going to change really fast, but it's for the better. Sometimes it doesn't look like it's for the better, but it's for the better. Okay. If we look in the reversed position, you're likely not hitting the mark. You're not going to be hitting your target in this case, whatever it is you're trying to do. You're going to miss the mark. It also indicates that there's no change, that there's going to be some stagnancy associated with, again, whatever it is you're trying to manifest, accomplish, do, etc. No forward momentum when it comes to your project here. Now, this also could mean, yes, you're going to experience some delays when it comes to manifesting, but also it could mean that, hey, and instead of like the fast change, in the upright, it means that you actually need to slow down when you're working on a goal or a project. Perhaps you might be missing something. You're not seeing everything. Make sure to take your time. Okay. Nine of Wands. So in this card, we see a man injured with a bandage on his head, and he's holding a wand, and there are eight wands behind him. He looks cautious or paranoid at the very least, and he looks as if he's just been involved in some sort of battle, and he's still standing, right? This is the resilience card in the deck. And to me, it's the resilience card in the entire deck, but the resilience card at least in the suit of wands. Now, this person has just overcome a major series of setbacks or some sort of major obstacle, a battle that they had to fight, and they're still standing. This person is worn out, they are exhausted, but they know they have to persevere and still carry on. This person is defending what's theirs and everything that they have created thus far. It's almost kind of similar to, I would say, the Seven of Wands in that way. But they're still learning the lesson of resilience here. Again, perseverance and resilience are really the meaning of the Nine of Wands. So if you get this, if you pull this card, whatever situation that you're going through, it may be a bad situation. It may be very uncomfortable. Things may be falling apart left and right. But the lesson here is to, hey, stay the course. Don't give up. Persevere. All right. In the reversed position, there's a lack of resilience. This person is so exhausted from trying to win a battle, and they're literally on the verge of just quitting, giving up, and walking away. They're just willing to give up. It's not worth it to them. But the universe, again, you know, the meaning here hasn't changed too much, but the person is probably really in their, you know, set in their mind that they're going to just quit. But there's still an urge here, a nudge from the universe saying, don't, not yet. Ten of Wands. So in this card, we see a young man. He's carrying 10 wands as he walks towards town. Each wand has budding leaves on it, which indicates success. So don't forget that. So there's some positivity to this card. The path is clear at his feet and the sky is blue, but his sight is kind of obstructed before him, right? Because he's holding all these wands within his view. This card is all about carrying the burdens of your success, because again, he's got all the wands, they're all budding, which means great, he or she has accomplished and achieved a lot. But what comes along with success sometimes is their burdens. So after, again, going through all the wands, obtaining the success, this person is now burdened by their success. And they're probably, and because they're carrying all of these wands themselves, you don't see them handing them to anybody to help, right? This is one person at the top carrying everything alone. They may not necessarily be trusting the people that work for them, right? Maybe they don't feel comfortable delegating. Maybe they're just worried that nobody's going to be able to do the job right and they can only trust themselves. So they're doing the work all on their own. They're carrying a huge load on their back. They're taking on too much work and they have a lot of responsibility here. There's a lot of success, yeah, yes, but, you know, there's also kind of the other side of the coin associated with that. In the reversed position, the universe is saying, look, you need to release this burden. You need to at least release some of these wants to other people. You need to trust your team, trust the people who work for you, and give them the work. Prioritize the things that you can do, but offload and delegate. Delegate, delegate. Let other people help you. Otherwise, the burden is going to become too big for you to carry. And that will have some sort of ramifications. Those are the 10 of wands, you guys. Those are all the wands. We went through the ace through the 10. So again, don't get so intimidated by the messages. Yes, certain things take a while to remember, but look at the action that's happening in the card. Look at people's faces. Look at the symbols. Look at the colors. Again, this was all about ambition here, right? Almost like getting to the top. Using the creativity of the sacral chakra, honing your personal power, strength, and resilience through the solar plexus. And those are the two colors that are dominant in this suit. All right, now we're going to move on to the court cards here. We only have a few left, everybody. All right, Page of Wands. So in this card, we see a page wearing a yellow tunic with salamanders. He has a red feather in his cap, and he's where? In the desert. There are a few mountains behind him. He's holding a wand with a few minor budding leaves. The pages are messengers, and since this is the wands, it can indicate receiving news about a job or an opportunity, career, or if you're starting a new business, you could get some unexpected news as well. This card could indicate a very young person who is creative, energetic. Remember that the wands are all fire energy, and that's what's present here. This is somebody who's very passionate, very ambitious, again. A young person in this case, okay? So again, the pages have multiple meanings, but really here we have the beginning of an idea. You may have a creative idea that you want to manifest, and the energy is also present here. Something that you've been considering to materialize here, you know, because of the budding leaves, has the potential for success because this is the pages, so there is the potential associated with that. Whenever I personally have pulled a page of wands, the message always is that there is a beginning of an idea here that I've had. It's a creative idea that I have in my mind that I want to manifest. The energy is here and it's gaining momentum because I keep visualizing it. I keep thinking about it and I'm starting to feel it. And when I look at the card, I definitely see the mountains that I'm going to have to climb to make it a success. But because there is the potential with the budding leaves, I know that there is a possibility. So that's usually what I have for the Page of Wands. Now, from Holistic Tarot by Benabel Wen, I want to read something, an excerpt from the book, because I think this is going to help you with your readings. So she says that two pages in a reading can indicate a social event. Three can denote children or social cliques, and four pages could be a school setting, a university, or other educational or academic institutions. And I think she's right, because one of my friends that I used to read for, the three pages would come out all the time, and she had three kids. So for her, the pages were always her children. And whenever I read for her, I knew that they were her children. So again, can indicate a very young person here, or you can be embodying the energy of the pages. Okay, now in the reverse position, there may be a block to your creativity. Again, you may want to be creating something, but you're experiencing a block. Maybe you're not feeling as creative right now, which is okay. Don't worry about it too much. There's a call to just have fun with your imagination here. Relax and just go with the flow until something comes into mind. Also, in reference to the whole idea of the pages bringing news, because they all bring news of some sort, you might be receiving some negative news about a job opportunity or a creative endeavor because it's in the reversed position. Also, if it's in the reverse position, it can be about your children going through something. And this is something I do want to state at the outset. So whenever I read any of the court cards, if it is in a reverse position, usually it indicates a person but it can indicate something else. If it's in the reverse position, for me, it's either negative or that person is going through a problem. They're going through what I always call a down cycle. Things aren't going well. So keep that in your mind as well as your reading. Let's move to the Knight of Wands. So in this card, we see the knight wearing a suit of armor, contains salamanders, and he's carrying a wand, riding this horse. And he's riding in the desert, and there are three mountains in this card as well, as which we've seen through, I think we saw that in the pages and other cards as well. The interesting thing here to keep in mind is that the horse is in motion. Think about the pentacles, right? I'm just thinking of this off the top of my head. The horse, I don't think he's like moving really fast. If so, he's moving really slow. But this this horse is moving faster. And this card indicates passion, fire, right? We see that also in the movement of the horse, and we see that fire energy present in the entire suit of wands, right? Fire is very exciting. I'll talk about that in a minute. The knights, they're competitive, they're exciting. This person, if it represents a person for you, it's a highly motivated person, very driven by their career. They're usually quite extroverted. This person can be a bit of a hothead and have a hot temper as well. Be mindful that the Knight of Wands can express himself or even herself as an act first, think later type of person. If you are this Knight of Wands, or if you know a Knight of Wands, then this person might be impulsive and impatient, expecting everything to be done immediately. This person might be rushing into things without little consideration of the consequences of their actions, but this is a creative person. They're somebody who's going to put their ideas into actions. They're going to go for what they want. Sometimes, again, without consideration of the consequences. In the reverse position, oh, and I should state that the Knight of Wands is a younger man, 20s. I would say the oldest this person is probably like 31, 32. In the reverse position, this person is probably lacking that motivation that they had in the upright position. They may even be having some trouble right now making some decisions. They may have lost their competitive spirit, and there's some hesitation here. It's like they are trying to bring their plans into life or their creative endeavors into being, but they're struggling somehow. They're probably experiencing blocks or delays to their success, and they're feeling frustrated. And perhaps they acted impulsively and now they're dealing with the consequences. Remember again, in the reverse position, this person is going through a down cycle. Okay, I think this is my last two people. Yep. All right, the Queen and the King. So the Queen of Wands, again, this is an older woman from 30s, probably like 32, 33, all the way up. So here we see a woman who is wearing a yellow robe, holding a sunflower, sitting on a throne that's adorned with lions. She's holding a wand, and there's a black cat at the foot of the throne. And this card indicates a very confident and self-assured older woman. This person is quite energetic, and like the knight, she can have a hot temper, and she's a hothead as well, and may be reactive. This is someone you probably don't want to make angry. She's very creative. And she has a career that allows her to be creative. She's very motivated. Again, this is an Aries, Leo, or Sagittarius. She's pretty theatrical, confident, and she is the social butterfly of the Queens. She likes to be the center of attention. She's very optimistic, and she knows what she wants, and she knows how to get it. And she's a great networker, thus the social butterfly. She's quite confident, and she can pretty much achieve anything she sets her mind to. From Holistic Tarot, Benabel Wen states that two queens indicate competition. There's competition between these two females, and three queens can indicate a sorority or even a sisterhood, which is kind of what we see even in the Three of Cups, right? Okay, I feel like the one thing to note, even in the Queen of Wands, if you look, she's wearing a lot of yellow, and again, yellow comes from what? The solar plexus, and a lot of the traits and attributes of the Queen of Wands that I just listed, being confident, self-assured, optimistic, associated with the solar plexus. So if you can remember the attributes of each chakra, you will have a greater in-depth understanding of the characteristics of these queens and kings and knights, and even the pages as well. All right, in the reverse position, this person's probably not feeling as confident. They may actually be feeling introverted as opposed to their extroverted nature. They may not be feeling social, lacking in personal power right now, lacking motivation. Most likely this person has gone through a situation that has rattled their confidence. They're not very optimistic and they feel disempowered. And they need some time to kind of get their sense of self back and get that resilience and use their inner strength, or at least harness their inner strength. They're going through something. They're going through a down cycle. Just remember that. And here's the thing. The attributes or the energy and messages of this card doesn't have to say, oh, this is a person. Sometimes it's not a person. Sometimes the message could be, okay, you need to be confident. You need to feel, you need to be optimistic about the situation at hand. You need to go network, right? If you can remember even the attributes associated with this person, if you read this card in relation to, I don't know, I'm just thinking off the top of my head, the Three of Pentacles, maybe the message could be like, hey, you need to be confident. You need to go network with these other people so that you can build this cathedral or whatever is happening in that, card, so that you can get work, start your new career, etc. Now let's move to the last card, you guys. It's the King of Wands. In this card, there's a man, an older man, again, mid-30s onward, and he has red hair, a gold crown, and he's sitting on a throne holding a wand. He is wearing a cape of lions and salamanders, which we see often as indicative or symbolic of the fire energy. And he's sitting against the backdrop of more salamanders. There's even one at his feet, which we can see. This card represents the creative male energy. He's a visionary. He knows how to find the right people to help make him successful. He knows how to create a great team. Again, finding the right people to create a successful venture. He's a natural born leader and an entrepreneur as well. This is an extrovert, just like the rest of the wands. And again, this person has the same attributes as the others. Very highly motivated, very focused and determined, extroverted, noble, honest, but has a bad temper. This person can be temperamental. And this person has the ability to be quite accomplished, or they're already accomplished. In the reverse position, or before that, I wasn't going to say this here, but I've dated a few King of Wands, and they're very fun, very exciting, unexpected, spontaneous, that type of fire energy, but it can fall apart. Okay, in the reverse position, this king can be quite an authoritative male. Someone who is strict, dogmatic, despotic. They always think they're right. And of course, in the reverse position, we tend to see more of the negative qualities of the person. This person in particular can be aggressive and arrogant, right? That fire energy again, very impulsive. This person may not be the best leader, or at least they're not ready to be in a leadership position. This person could be treating their employees pretty poorly, or even not recognizing their value. Again, this person is going through something. They could have problems at work due to their treatment of others, or they can even have these delusions of grandeur about themselves, and they're unrealistic about the vision of their company if they're a leader or an entrepreneur. You guys, I really hope that this has been helpful for you. This was the last suit. I hope everything has been helpful and that you've been able to gain at least a few things that have helped you to feel confident about starting to look at the tarot. As I've stated before, one of the best things you can do is pull a card a day and just read that, you know, read the message of the card. Now, you can go to any website, get any book. I always, if you're just starting, I recommend an introductory book just to learn the basics of it. But don't forget, again, to use your intuition, as I stated last time, and I'm going to state again, because I think it's important. Work with your guides. You know, pull a card or ask while you're mixing what you need to know today. And boom, the card will come out, or you pull one card and then sit there with the card, look it up, learn the basic message, but then close your eyes and ask again, what do I really need to see in this card? And as soon as you open your eyes, focus it on one detail. Your eyes are going to go to one thing. And that's the message. There's so much usually going on in a card, and there are a lot of symbols that we didn't get the chance to like tackle. But if you ask your guides and your team, they'll point you to one thing, and that will be super helpful for you in an intuitive way. It'll help you to remember the message of the card. Additionally, I suggested before that you should sleep with one card only underneath your pillow at night and ask for messages. Ask that card for more meanings in your dream state and then journal about it the next day. Lastly, the other way I suggested is that you meditate with the card. Some people look at the tarot as opening up a door to each card. That is also a really great way of looking at it, especially if you're going to meditate with it. So pull one card, ask for further guidance, close your eyes after you've studied the card, and then ask that card to show you. And as I've told you before, I haven't had many experiences where literally, you know, whoever is in the card literally pulled me into the card to show me and teach me. So I think you should try, if you really want to learn the tarot, meditate with it and build a relationship with this symbolic system. It will come alive for you. Don't rush. You have plenty of time. Don't feel overwhelmed. As I said, the basics will help, but what's happening in the card? What's the action? What does the sky look like? Is the ground fertile or not? Is it rocky? Is it green? If you're looking at an ocean or the seas in the card, the water, is it turbulent or not? All of that is indicative of the meaning of the card. Is the person's face happy, sad? Are they content, satisfied? Or are they angry, upset? Are they impulsive? Just look at those basic things. They will help you to understand the meaning of the card. And of course, like I said before, with the major arcana, just knowing the words of the cards are super helpful as well. Even just thinking about what magicians do, right? That's helpful to understand and discern the meaning of the card. You guys, I really hope that all of these have been very, very helpful for you. I try to present it in a way that was, yes, maybe overly simplified, but things that could help you actually remember, and then you can, you know, build on top of that. Thank you for joining me for this week. Please have a good rest of your day, week, whatever it is. Stay safe and stay healthy. Take care. Bye.